This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the Tuesday, January 22nd program, this is the DJV show, in fact. Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side. So, Jennifer, it's up to you to lead us forward into discussion focus.
Well, I'm going to give you a nice softball here. I know you saw a big movie over the weekend and wanted to hear about that, or last night maybe. But the 91st Oscar nominations are being announced this morning in just a couple of moments, actually. It'll happen at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 a.m. Pacific Time. Nominees will be revealed with categories including supporting actor and actress, costume design, film editing, original score, animated short film, live action short film, sound editing, and sound mixing. And then that'll come first. Then, of course, the biggies. You'll get outstanding actor and actress. You'll get cinematography, director, foreign language film, best picture, of course, original song, and all of the stuff that we tune in to watch the Oscars for. There'll be a live stream of the nominations at Oscars.com. They also have YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter pages. And, of course, local stations will cover it, as well as Good Morning America. The Oscar cast is on ABC this year at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood and Highland, set to take place on February the 24th. So this is the big day. Hollywood all waiting with bated breath to see if they'll get an Oscar nomination this morning.
Do all we right, think so you that suggested... Star is Born is going to get shut out? Because that's the rumor.
I don't think it's going to get shut out. I just don't know
except
if they're taking it as seriously. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're a bunch of elitist snobs?
I haven't seen it, so I don't know how it compares to everything else.
Who comes up with the nominees, though? Where does that come from?
The Academy.
But
who's in the... Well, the Academy. There are 6,000 people belong to the Academy. They don't all vote.
Yeah, they all vote.
But there's a nomination committee.
They vote on the winner. They vote on the winners, but they do not vote on the people, the movies or whatever that are being put up.
There's a committee.
So who does?
There's an Oscar committee, the nomination committee. And I think that they're the ones, I don't know, whoever's on, I don't know, members of the Academy who are on that committee are the ones in charge of nominating.
There must be a list somewhere. I would like to know who's on that, see if there's any recognizable names, how this list comes together. Jennifer suggested that I had been to see one of the movies that's been touted, this fellow Cuarón, who won the Golden Globes, right? Didn't he win for, was the best director or something?
Roma.
Yeah. I saw it last night. Very long, tedious, very slow, especially at the beginning. The woman who's the main focus, excuse me, is very likable. The story, not so likable. It's about a family, and it's a Mexican family that has a Mexican... I suppose, servant, maid, whatever you want to call her. And it gets into the nuance. The movie starts with water being poured onto the garage floor after she's picked up dog poop. That's what the pictures of the dog poop are, large and ugly. And then the washing of it. And, you know, the subtitle, I'm not going to, well, I don't know how many people are going to actually bother to go see it. I sort of did it, not because I really wanted to, but it seemed almost a public service for me to go and see what the movie was all about. I love going to the movies. I always have. But in this circumstance, I probably wouldn't have chosen to see the movie, just because, you know, I don't want to sit and look at subtitles most of the time. I saw a movie that intrigued me that was done, I think, in Yugoslavia or Ukraine someplace, and I watched the trailer, and it intrigued me, but I didn't want to go try to figure out. It's too distracting to try to follow the action and then read the subtitles. At least I find it to be that way. There is a movie that's out in Spanish with Javier Bardem. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Bardem, yeah.
Bardem, and who's the very well-known Spanish actress who was married, or was she married to Tom Cruise? She was close to
Oh, you mean Penelope Cruz. That's Javier Bardem's wife.
Oh, it is, okay.
They're married,
well, that,
yeah.
Then that explains, perhaps. But it's all in Spanish, mm-hmm. so, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm looking at the trailer, and I think, eh. So, but anyway, back to Roma and what it's about. It's a sad story, a lot of anger. I won't give too much of it away, although I just did give the end of it away in the last hour.
Well, it's, I'm going to ask you, could you give away a little more than the fact that there was dog poop? Because that's all I've gotten so far, is that
okay.
there were dog poop and stuff,
subtitles.
She
gets
pregnant.
Subtitles. She gets pregnant. It is the subtitle or the subtext of this is that all men are not to be liked or trusted. That's basically the theme. Men are bad. That's what I got out of it. The woman who has four children, likable kids that is being they're being taken care of by Roma or whatever her name is. The husband
that's
leaves
Alfonso
the wife.
Cuarón's family. That's this is all based on what on his true life
his
story.
His real family. Okay,
so yeah, so the, she's
so the
really the
leaves.
Maid, and he's one of the
yeah.
kids.
Okay, so the father leaves, runs away with another woman, mm-hmm. leaves the family to make it on its own. The young woman in question, the maid, gets pregnant by a guy. Once he finds out she's pregnant, basically tells her to leave him alone or he's going to kill her. And so it's that, that's the, and the woman, the wife says, you know, men aren't our friends, in essence. So that's the subtext of it. One would I'd be interested to know, now knowing the theme of the movie, what his life, Cuarón's life, is all about
yeah.
it's now as an adult. So anyway, but if it shows up on the list, we were talking about this, I think, off the air about the snobbery of where the voting comes from and where the ideas for what the best pictures are don't come from average people that go to the movies a lot like me. I should be on the committee because I see a lot of movies. In the course of a year, especially during the bad weather months, but since I've been alone the last year or so, I've gone to the movies a lot on my own because I really enjoy going and seeing the stories. It's fun, and it's a good distraction. I mean, all kinds of things, good reasons to go.
I hadn't actually been to the movies in a really long time until we saw Bohemian Rhapsody last week in the yeah. theater, and I actually really missed the movie theater.
I was glad you encouraged me to go because I really wasn't going to go to see that. Because I didn't like Freddie Mercury's lifestyle, it just or what happened to him, and that's my own. It's not. I don't like his lifestyle. I just was sad that a life that was as full and creative as it was cut short by
yeah.
a choice. That's all. But yeah. at any rate, I thought the movie was fabulous. And of the movies that you're talking about here, whether it's Bohemian Rhapsody or A Star Is Born, both of them, in my mind, are among the top movies that I saw during the year. And I look at things differently. I thought, you know, I like the regular movies like the Clint Eastwood movie, whether that's up for any awards or not. That was a good movie. There have been
the
a
Mule?
Lot of great
Mule?
Story movies this year.
Is
the
that
Green
one you're
Mile,
talking about?
The Green
Mule?
Book, excuse me. The Mule, yeah, sorry.
The Mule, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but there have been a lot of great story movies like that, Victoria, this year that were...
Yeah.
really very, very good and worthy of a lot of attention. Whether they get the attention or not, I guess
right.
remains to be seen. So
well,
then you go back around to what do you want to watch? That why bother? If they're so irrelevant, the Oscars are so irrelevant to the average person, then why would you even bother?
There's fashion on the back to the industry. I don't even know if we can play it for fashion anymore because we can't judge women by what they look like. Because
well, I mean, for me, that's what I
yeah. I mean, the days
for.
Of yeah, days of red carpet shows have been are dwindling because you can't
yeah.
even do that anymore. But I think this is I don't know how it's always been out of touch. The Oscars never pick the big blockbusters of the year, or
no.
so.
And when's
I
the last time James Bond won for tonight? Anything other than cinematography or music?
Stunts. Yeah, exactly.
Never win.
Stunts
the
and
stunts.
Technical
yeah.
stuff.
Mission
yeah.
Impossible. The biggest blockbusters never win. And Tom Cruise has done a fabulous job keeping that whole... Look at the movies. Are more. There have been four of them or five of them, and they're better each time in terms of box office success and stories. And now they're going to do two more of them. And do they get any attention from the Academy?
No.
No. nothing.
Well, in Black Panther, people have said, I don't
that's
know, is that eligible for
too.
This year or for last? Was that?
That came out at the beginning of this year,
right?
Yeah, and that is going to be nominated for a few things,
is
I
it?
Imagine. Yeah, which is
that
like
a good
first
movie.
Time for, you know, you never see an action flick nominated.
Yeah,
let's hope
movie.
That it's not skipped over because that's and that's exactly it. I think what Jen was saying is right. It's the Oscars. People are at the tipping point where it's if they don't start recognizing movies that people actually like to watch in a theater, then
well,
they're just
every
they're
year the audience numbers of watching the Oscar telecast go down
right
by an appreciable percentage
yeah.
point. So the fact that they just don't seem to get it. It makes it even more irrelevant. And the only thing that's fun is being, I remember, I think it was last year or the year before, I actually purposely drove, I've forgotten where I was in, that was the first winter I was out of my house, and I lived in Bel Air. So I drove as close as I could to where the Oscars were that night, just to kind of see what I could see.
You're the
you couldn't
only
see
one
anything.
Who does that.
Yeah, no, I mean, but you couldn't see anything anyway. You
yeah,
can't
they
walk
shut the
within
whole road.
A, like, they shut
yeah.
everything down. It's closed off. You can't get anywhere near it. So, anyway, let's see what the list looks like. This is the DJV program. May I help you with your sleep? Sleep enhances your immune system. Sleep helps prevent weight gain. Sleep improves your mental health. Sleep prevents diabetes and heart disease. Sleep increases fertility. Sleep improves your sex drive. So, do I have to go on? I think I've done a pretty good job of calling attention to why sleep is important. So, are you getting a good night's sleep or not? Yes or no? The answer is simple. If the answer is no, then you need to go to MyPillow.com for truly the best pillows, the best sheets, the best mattresses, all of these mattresses you can't wash, but the pillows, they're all machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA, guaranteed. If you have until March 1st, try it now. You got nothing to lose when you buy things at MyPillow.com. And if you want to buy more than $200 worth of products, they'll help you finance it. It's, wow, it's unheard of how they do things at MyPillow.com. So go there. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And you will enjoy all kinds of luxury, fabulous savings, 50% at least off on everything you buy. To help you have a better night's rest, go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV for great savings. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV show is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's now available in stores everywhere. It's great for your memory, enhancing your memory. Use Prevagen for that. I've been using it for years and years and years and years. And look at me. I forget nothing. Victoria, what's your last name? Prevagen is good stuff. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
At Wolf BullFillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And I love to go out fishing in a river or a
creek. Isn't this fabulous, listening to these two together? Just fabulous.
This is one of my favorite albums. I love it.
Oh, my God, this stuff. And Gaga. So Gaga kicked off her second Las Vegas residency titled Jazz and Piano at the Park MGM Resort Park Theater this past weekend. It's a three-act show featuring stripped-down versions of her greatest hits. Well, there's music from the Great American Songbook like this. Her main Vegas residency, Enigma, launched on December 28th. And it's kind of more traditional, high energy, a lot of pop in it. Gaga took the stage after an introduction from her close friend and collaborator, Tony Bennett, who joined her again later in the concert for a pair of duets. The two of them absolutely adore each other. And you can tell that by looking at the two of them when they're together. It's really kind of a very cool thing. And there's a big 30-piece orchestra led by Brian Newman. She sang and played the piano for 20 of the songs. Songs from her album of duets with Tony, Like Anything Goes, Ladies a Tramp, Cheek to Cheek. And then she added some other standards to the set list. Someone to Watch Over Me, Born This Way, What a Difference a Day Makes, La Vie en Rose, Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody, in New York, New York. I want to see this show.
I don't want to say I would die for this, but I would do questionable things to get tickets for this.
Really?
Put it that way.
Aha! Gaga will perform a total of 9 jazz and piano shows through the year and conclude her residency next November. So she's running from one thing to another. Kind of reminds me of Lopez, Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, yeah.
Does the same, you know, runs from one thing to the next and is great at all of them. I think Lopez is a better actress, or she has proven that she has the chops to be a good actress. So it would be interesting if Gaga gets more into acting after her success here, and she does regular roles. I wonder if she is contemplating that or will do that. It'd be interesting to see. So anyway, that's the latest from Gaga and Las Vegas. Now, here's another. Would you say Gaga was a diva? Yes or no, ladies? Kara, Victoria, is Gaga a diva?
I think her singing definitely fits in with it. I don't think her personality does, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But Diana Ross's personality does.
Oh, yeah.
She is a diva and then some. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Here I am, here I am, here I am. Diana Ross added to this year's lineup for the 50th anniversary of the New Orleans Jazz Festival. That's another one I kind of have done poo-poo on it when Richie goes all the time and my old pal Roberto Fasanelli. I was thinking of going down there. Problem
this
is
year,
it always happens.
The lineup
happens.
Is incredible.
Ah, but they have it when I'm busy on the farm. It's the first weekend of May.
Well, I think you need to let them know that. Call them
yeah,
up
right, so
and say,
it,
guys,
April, first weekend in April.
I'll stop making better. Fun of anyone who goes to Jazz Fest if you move the date so right. I can actually check it out for myself.
Yep. Anyway, Ross is back in New Orleans. She was quite good a couple of years ago. The audience set a list of classics, Baby Love, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, I'm Coming Out. A lot of great songs that have come certainly from the songbook of the Supremes. No question about that. This is one of the... This is, you crank this up, Carol. There's not much pop music from that era. Isn't much better than this. Yeah. Really makes it. Another schedule change for the Jazz Fest. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band apparently canceling because of scheduling conflict. I think we said last week they were going to be there, and that gave me something else to look forward to if I was going to go there. I'd like to go see Van Morrison, you know, that kind of group. But anyway, so that's the story of two ladies of the pop music world that are really still making it big. Well, Diana still, Gaga, on her way up, 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Calotren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Safe. Natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates marched in Washington Friday as part of the observance, but the actual anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, legalizing abortion, is today. Smaller demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned across the nation today. In New York State, lawmakers may vote on a controversial bill that would allow a woman to get an abortion all the way up to just before birth. Donald Trump lashes out at the media, that's Donald Trump Jr., for how it's treating his father.
Imagine what he could do without the noise, without the, oh, every day there's a new reason for impeachment. Let him do his job. That's the job he was elected to do. And the media right now is really trying to subvert this democracy. They've done more to hurt the credibility of this country's institution as a democracy.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour now on the Tuesday, January 22nd version of the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with the Oscars in the focus. So, let's see, this started, what, about 15 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
What's
yep.
on the list now? So where are they in the list?
Well, we haven't gotten to the major ones yet. So they save Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Actress for the end. So supporting actor we know so far, Mahershala Ali from Green Book. He's probably the odds-on favorite.
I like him. He was good in that movie, too.
Sam Elliott. Yeah, he's supposedly very good in that, in Green Book. Sam Elliott was also nominated for A Star is Born in supporting actor.
He was good
actor.
In that? He was good?
Yeah, he was. Sam Rockwell played George W. in
good.
Vice.
He was
been
good.
Nominated.
Yep,
Adam
was
Driver.
Good.
Adam Driver from Black Klansman. He's nominated for supporting actor.
He was the one who plays in, the bad kid in Star Wars.
He's Kylo
right?
Ren in Star Wars, yeah.
Okay.
And
yep.
Richard E. Grant is nominated for Can You Ever Forgive Me? So that's the supporting actor category.
I don't know that movie
actress.
At all. What's
that
movie?
That's the one with
no
Melissa
idea.
McCarthy where she's the writer or something.
Oh, yeah. Yes, okay. Yeah, that was a pretty good movie. A pretty good story. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Yep.
So supporting actress Regina King kind of seems to be the odds-on favorite to win for If Beale Street Could Talk. Amy Adams has been nominated for Vice. Marina de Tavira for Roma. And Rachel Weisz for The Favorite and Emma Stone for The Favorite. So those are the supporting actresses. Foreign language film, Roma has been nominated in that category. That doesn't mean that it can't also be nominated for Best Picture. It may win both. So we'll
then
see.
That's it for me. If that wins the Best Picture award in the Oscars, I'm done. Finished. Out. Over and out.
And considering you've actually seen probably most of the movies that will be nominated.
Yep.
Best Cinematography, Cold War, The Favorite, Never Look Away, Roma, and A Star is Born. Costume Design, Black Panther, Mary Poppins, The Favorite, Mary Queen of Scots, and The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which I've never heard of. Original Score, Black Panther, Black Klansman, If Beale Street Could Talk, Isle of Dogs, and Mary Poppins Returns. So those are the big ones so far that have been nominated, and we'll keep you updated when we hear what the major ones.
Unless they look according to the schedule anyway, they're almost down to the big nominations, it would seem, time-wise anyway, so... All right. Anyway, let's see how it plays out. Meanwhile, in the rest of the civilized, or maybe maybe I'll take that back, the rest of the edited-out civilized, the rest of the world, the United States says Russia's new missile system violates the arms treaty, and so the U.S. is telling the Russians to destroy that new cruise missile system that is an intermediate-range nuclear force. The disarmament ambassador Robert Wood made the comment during a UN conference. The outlet quotes him as saying Russia's missile system is capable of carrying both conventional and nuclear warheads and is potent and a direct threat to Europe and Asia. He said it is a direct and violent, continuing violation. You know what madness this is? This is madness. These people are, by definition, insane. Why would you spend all that money? I mean, unless with Putin, he's got such a small we that he has to do all of this stuff to legitimize himself. This is, especially in a country that's as poor, badly off as Russia is, it really is. It's an outrage. It's an outrage. Meanwhile, the Iranians, in case you didn't hear this, launched the satellite, but it didn't reach orbit. According to the Minister of Communication, satellite did not reach the speed necessary for the third stage to launch. Here's another. What are they spending money developing rockets for? One of two satellites the Iranian president told reporters the country was going to launch. The launch came after Mike Pompeo warned Iran that its space plan would violate the UN Security Council resolution endorsing the Iranian nuclear deal. It calls on Iran. So wait a minute, I'm confused here. The administration wants to dump the Iran deal, but they're still saying that the Iranians better adhere to it?
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing here?
That sounds about right.
I think I'm missing something here. All right. And now the Israelis are in on the news from the world of space, or what? Who's zooming who here? They launched an airstrike on Iranian targets that are in Syria. So what the hell the Iranians are doing in Syria is a question that hasn't been answered yet, other than preparing to do what the Israelis say they're going to do, and that's launch some kind of an attack on Israel. Let's see here. It's interesting because they announced the all these attacks on Twitter, and then they did a press release. Armed forces said the attack was in response to the launching of a ground-to-ground missile carried out by an Iranian force from Syrian territory. So the Iranians are launching missiles from Syria into Israel. What could go wrong there? But the Israelis
sounds like just the next big disaster.
Yeah, right. That's all it is. The Iranians, and this is what makes the Iranian people so angry, because they don't want this. The average Iranian doesn't want anything to do with this. But that crazy damn Ayatollah, he's a lunatic. And so all these lunatics, how do these lunatics become the bosses in these countries? How do lunatics like Putin, how do they get in charge? How do they get in control? How did Hitler get into control? Look at the lunatics that are in charge in many countries around the world. I'm sure there are some people, as I'm saying that, are saying, yeah, look right here at home. I'm not saying that, but there are people who will say it. There are way too many nutbirds who are in charge of some of these bigger countries, or they have, you know, the ability to put their fingers on a lot of cash. This kid in North Korea, he's a complete lunatic. And yet he's in charge. It's befuddling to try to figure this stuff out. Anyway, you can figure it out. I'm not going to. I'm moving on. Matter of fact, in a moment, we're going to bring Peter Greenberg, who's one of the best travel experts in the country, to talk about your planning. I know this is going to sound great. We're planning for summer trips already. Or maybe, you know, you're in part of the country where during the February vacation, the March school vacation, you want to take a trip. These will be one-tank trips. And you get the gist of that when we bring Peter on board in a matter of moments. First, though, a consideration to be given to your teeth and how white they are. How do they look now? That's the question. How do your teeth look now? Are they yellow? Are they ugly? Do you keep your mouth shut when you're going to meet somebody? You keep your lips closed, or assume you're, you don't see the ugliness of your teeth. Now, fix that. Thankfully, I have this treatment to send in your direction. Power swabs. Power swabs clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. It's clinically been studied. Power swabs uses a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten the stains in your teeth. So you snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Tea, coffee, smoking stains, wine stains, gonzo. Power Swabs removes the stains as well as if you have caps and veneers. It works on whatever you have in your mouth, unless you're toothless. I bet it would even work on false the teeth that you take out at night and put them in the jar, right?
Probably would.
Yes, of course. Victoria always loves it when I do these spots because she can always get a giggle out of something.
Every once in a while you say something and I think to myself, did he just say that?
Yeah, okay. Well,
unless you're toothless. The teeth come
out, not, yeah.
You know, can't help
it. May not work. 800-208. I surprise myself sometimes with some of the things I come up with. 800-208-1797. We haven't heard Kara chime in on this. She's just rolling her eyeballs and groaning.
I'm just waiting to go to a commercial break.
800-208-1797. Get the power swabs for your teeth. Make them white. Get the stains to go away. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And the price is right. Half the price. Use the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. Just use DJV and they'll sell it to you at half the retail price. Power Swabs, the whitest teeth imaginable at 800-208-1797.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Peter Greenberg is somebody who's, I think, probably as well known as anybody in the country as far as investigating what goes on in the travel world. He's been a respected frontline travel journalist for a long, long time. The travel detective, he's known as. Peter Greenberg is here with us to sort of give us some ideas. If you're going to hit the road this summer, it's not too early to plan. Right, Peter? Do people say to you, oh, come on, it's only January 22nd. Why are we preparing already for this? But this is a good time to sign up and get some good deals, right?
It's a great time because you have the advantage of time. You know, we live in a supply and demand world, and right now there's a lot of supply. Gas prices have not outrageously spiked, although they've gone up a little bit, as we know. And the good news is, I'm a big fan of what I call one-tank trips, and that is going from one city to another location and back on one tank of gas, the 2 to 3 day trip that's totally manageable now. Look, I remember when I, you know, the whole idea of the Great American Road Trip, I remember when I was coming out of college, you know, I drove an old VW, you know, four-cylinder, underpowered. You know where we're going.
Yeah, I do, exactly.
It was a struggle. It was a struggle, and that, and they stopped making the VW now. You know, next year, that's over. And for me, you know, the actual car that's actually persevered, and I hate to almost call it an American classic now, it's a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, when I look at these one-tank trips, I'm trying to figure out where can I go in under 400 miles, because if you take a look at what a small car carries in terms of gas, it's only about 13 or 14 gallons. But if you get great gas mileage, you're talking about a 420-mile range sometimes. So
yeah,
that's what you look for.
Well, I've been I drive a Range Rover, so I'm not going to get 400 miles out of it.
No, you're not.
out of anything. But it is interesting. The Toyota does it because they are. You know, I've had plenty of friends and people in my family who've had them. The engines and transmissions, you can't kill them. They go on forever. Anyway, you were about to say something else.
No, you're right. I mean, look, I remember the old air-cooled VW. Forget it.
Yep.
This one, it's got 160 horsepower. It's still four-cylinder, but it's got a sport-tuned suspension. And the cool thing about this one, it's a hatchback. I'm a schlepper. I drag everything with me. And it's got about 18 cubic feet of storage space, and it's a five-passenger car. So for me, you're going to get the distance. And then the question is, where do you want to go? And for me, I have a number of great ideas for this summer if you want me to share them with you.
Yeah, please.
Okay. And remember, this is all doable in 2 days, maybe even three, because you want to take your time. But it's all in one tank. Okay, Chicago to Madison, Wisconsin. One of my favorite trips on the I-90, because once you get to Madison, you're one of the best farmers markets in the world, if not the best farmers market in the world.
Yes,
and
great.
All the antiquing you can do along the way outside of Madison in little places like Mount Horeb. Now, total mileage on that, you know, way under 300 miles. You're in good shape. Here's another one that people don't think about. San Antonio to Padre Island. That's only 172 miles each way. So you're well within the range. And Padre Island, if you know, it's a national seashore. It's unbelievable.
Fabulous down there, too. Yeah, it really is.
And but don't go on spring break. Go the week after, you know. That's what you want to do. My idea of the off-season. Here's one that nobody does except for business, and they're making a mistake. Detroit to Toronto. Because I'm a big Canadian fan, and it's a total doable trip. You know, 232 miles each way, you're still within the range.
Yeah.
San Francisco to Lake Tahoe. That's 400 miles round trip, but look where you're driving. This is a fun drive. I mean, we're talking winding roads, but beautiful scenery. And then the other one that people don't remember, Atlanta, you're not going to guess this one, Atlanta to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And you're going to laugh when I tell you this. I did a piece for CBS last year about unusual museums. You know what they have in Chattanooga? They have a museum dedicated just to tow trucks. And it's fun.
That would be fun to see. I'll tell you, so my tribute to you is one of the best things I ever saw, the CNBC thing you did on American Airlines a couple of years ago. I thought that was fascinating, the story and the way you told it. It was great. Peter, thanks for being here. Peter Greenberg, travel detective, with some interesting one-tank trips to consider as you move ahead to spring. Yeah, spring's coming, folks. And then summer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Things that is so fabulous about realizing how good this is that Gaga performed this in one take. One take at the music festival in England. And the other one,
But you know what, though? I just to say that's easy for Gaga. Bradley Cooper did this in one take. And he learned how to play guitar. Like, that's not easy to do.
Not easy.
To play in front of the Glastonbury crowd and all
He didn't go to,
festivals.
I don't think he was in Glastonbury. I don't think she was at Glastonbury. I think his was at one of those,
Stagecoach. Almost as big, but yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that makes it more fabulous. Now, let's go through the list, the idea. Trucker's not here today, so we're all going to go through the lists as they appear at the moment. The announcement started about a half hour ago as to who's been nominated for what picture, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you have? What's the latest list look like there, Victoria?
Well, so we've got the complete list now, but let's start with Best Picture. This is the big one. So the nominations are Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, which I am very surprised was nominated, but I'm happy, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. So there are 8 movies nominated for
Vice
Best Picture.
Vice is in there. It's interesting.
Vice is in there for Best Picture. Now, Best Director, the shutout was Bradley Cooper. So that was, I think that's the snobbery of the Academy. It's his first movie he's ever directed. They don't want to, give him too much praise too soon. So in the Best Director nomination, Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Paweł Pawlikowski, I don't know that name, from Cold War, I don't know who Yorgos Lanthimos is from The Favorite, Alfonso Cuarón from Roma, he'll probably win, and Adam McKay from Vice.
I'm not holding that thought. He doesn't deserve to win.
Well, he probably will, because this is... And unfortunately, Roma is already the lead to... that's the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. So, unfortunately, it's not what we agree with, but it looks like it might go that way. Now, Best Actor, Christian Bale for Vice. He's also, I think, kind of... In the lead for that one. Bradley Cooper for A Star is Born. He was nominated. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. This list is not complete, though, because Rami Malek was also nominated for Bohemian Rhapsody. So the list that I have here is incomplete. But those are the Best Actor nominations. Yeah. Best Actress, the girl who played Roma, Yalitza Aparicio.
Yeah,
Glenn
very
Close for the
likeable. She's a likeable girl.
Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, and Melissa McCarthy. That movie came up again, Can You Ever Forgive Me? You actually did like that movie, though.
I thought it was
the only one
very,
I know who saw it.
Melissa McCarthy has changed her shtick. She used to be, in my book, when she was doing those comedies, pretty much a one-note actress and not very funny, but she's become a very good actress, in my opinion, and was very good in this story. So it's a very interesting story, and it's not a barrel of laughs, but it's one of those. Again, I think this year has been filled, in my memory, recent memory anyway, I don't remember so many good stories. We all hear the noise about the action flicks and the Transformers and all that garbage, but there have been some really good stories told in movies this year, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going, please.
And then some of the other new ones that we can add from our last update. Best Original Song, All the Stars, which goes to Black Panther. I'll Fight goes to the RBG documentary, which I highly recommend. That's such an entertaining thing. The Place Where Things Get Lost, or Where Lost Things Go, is Mary Poppins Returned. Shallow, the song from A Star is Born, that will probably win. And then there's another song called When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings. That is from The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, also a movie I've never heard of, but it has gotten a few different nominations so far.
And then
it looks like Black Panther's got all the sound editing, sound mixing, all that stuff, which will
the craziest thing
win.
That I saw is, so Sam Elliott is nominated for Best Supporting Actor for A Star is Born. Apparently that's his first Oscar nomination ever.
Ever?
That's surprising, because he's been around for a long time. He'll probably win because of that. That's what happened
that's
a lot of times with the older actors... Put up the older
I hope
people
so, because it gets to
oftentimes.
A certain point where you deserve it. He's been in so many movies.
Yeah. Right. He does deserve it. Yeah.
He's
that'd
such
be good.
A good actor. I love
well,
him.
Well, and Jack, but who didn't, what's his face? Sylvester Stallone didn't win it last year, and he should have. That was an outrage that a lot of people were really angry about. So, the elitist focus of some of these people so out of touch. We can say that they run their own roost, so they live or die by what they do, and less more often than not less fewer people are interested because they have these movies from nowhere land.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.